Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 22, Mbombela 26, and Polokwane a high of 23 degrees.
In your traffic at the moment, in Midrand, Olifantsfontein Road eastbound, that collision near the N1 highway, traffic is moving very slowly there. And then, of course, the collision in Pretoria on the N1 southbound on the Atterbury Road off-ramp, also causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, South Africa, the Proteas women are 302-5. It's on day three of their one-off test against India. It's a massive fight back for them. And Tennis South Africa invites fans to experience the excitement of Wimbledon at a fan park in Johannesburg.
We start with the new look, bigger cabinet.
It's my intention to reduce the number of portfolios in the national executive. However, due to the need to ensure that the national executive is inclusive of all the parties that are part of the government of national unity, this has not been possible.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the new cabinet late last night that consists of most of the 11 parties that form part of the newly formed Government of National Unity. The cabinet consists of 32 ministers and deputy ministers, plus the president and the deputy president. That makes it a cabinet of 34. The leaders of the DA, the IFP, the Freedom Front Plus, the Patriotic Alliance, Good Party and the UDM are all included in the new cabinet. A significant change, the portfolio of public enterprises has been scrapped. Pravin Gordhan was the former minister.
The coordination of the relevant public enterprises will be located in the presidency during the process of implementing a new shareholder model. However, various key institutions will be reporting to the various ministry for policy matters.
Other big shifts include crucial portfolios like finance and international relations, getting a second deputy minister. One of the six ministerial posts allocated to the DA is
Minister of Basic Education is Siviwe Kwagube.
Angie Motshekga has been moved from basic education to the new post as Minister of Defence and Military Veterans. Aaron Motsoaledi has been moved from Home Affairs back to the position as Health Minister. Joe Pahla is his Deputy Minister. More about who is serving where in the new cabinet, it's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In other news, residents of Tshwane should prepare for possible water woes. The city says Rand Water's annual maintenance campaign would impact the supply from today. Work will affect all reservoirs supplied by Rand Water's Palmit system. It's a week since Rand Water began a five-week maintenance campaign, which is expected to be completed by the end of July. A second consecutive night of tremors in Johannesburg. Emergency services spokesperson Robert Molotsi says the tremor was felt in the south of Joburg in the early hours of this morning.
No major incidents or injuries were reported through our emergency call center.
On Saturday night, a tremor measuring 3 was felt as far as Midrand. And in Moscow, thousands of fans lined the streets to see
Kanye West.
U.S. rapper Kanye West is staying near the Red Square in Moscow, where he landed this weekend. He's reportedly in Russia to attend the fashion show of a Russian designer. No announcement yet about whether he is planning to perform in the city.
Of course he is.
What a weird weekend for Kanye West. Getting on a plane and flying to Moscow.
As opposed to what?
Yeah, every weekend is weird for Kanye West.
So now the stadium where they say he's going to have the show, no, we didn't sell any tickets for a show like that.
It was Darcy and Shoney.
It's really funny.
Goodness. Luister, as jy pas ingeskakel het môre, hier te nuwe kabinet.
Yes, ja, baie dankie.
Daar's 'n paar verrassings dalk vir baie mense. Ek weet nie wat een geskokke is nie. Dalk so, miskien so een of twee wat nou, I mean, talking about the tremor, was exactly the same time as the president announced the minister of...
So,